You're listening to the audio production of A Time to Stand by Robert Whitlow, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Heath McClure.
Prologue. The corn stalks were waist high, poised for the explosion of growth that would bring them to head-high maturity under the smiling Georgia sun. Six men, hoes in hand, reached the end of their rows with choreographed efficiency. The corn stretched out over 300 yards in every direction. Rooting out the weeds that competed for nutrients was the work of several days. "Dinner time," called out the tall, angular man who served as informal field boss, a carryover from his role in the days before a man named Lincoln in a faraway place called Washington, D.C., declared they were free. The men placed their hoes on their shoulders and made their way to the cluster of shade trees surrounding the freshwater spring at the edge of the field. The land had once been part of the large farm where several of them worked without wages. The soldiers in blue uniforms who occupied the center of Campbellton for over a year after the fighting stopped had put an end to that arrangement. Now the men labored as sharecroppers. The landowner, Harold Grayson III, provided the mules, plows, seed, and guano fertilizer necessary to farm the land in return for a healthy percentage of the profits when the crop made it to market. Accustomed to working together for decades, the men banded together for the common good. The arrangement had worked well 3 out of the past 5 years. The other 2 years had put them in debt. Mr. Grayson cut the debt in half. Raphael, wearing a homespun shirt and loose-fitting trousers secured with a piece of cotton twine, removed the straw hat from his head.